I'm Kelly Rizzo, and my extreme passion for food, travel, and music fuels my entire life. From growing up in a Sicilian family in Chicago who raised me to explore and expand my palate, to learning everything I can about the travel industry and putting it to use, and spending my years immersed in the culture and lifeblood that is rock and roll, I now want to share it all with you. Come with me to experience the hottest destinations of food, travel, and music around the world. It's time to eat, travel, rock.
Lightning and the thunder, thunder, thunder.
Well, it's always good to have Kelly in studio. Kelly brought a friend of hers. Bob Saget, nice to see you. I've
nice
seen you
to
in
see
forever.
You. No, it's been too long. Forever is a John Stamos song, of course.
And John's here. Let's bring him out right now.
Yeah, let's have some Greek cheese. That's what I call him.
Greek cheese.
Yeah, Kelly is this amazing person who is my wife. And she said, hey, Bob, I'm going on WGM. Would you like to? And I don't say no to her, really. Because
why would you?
Exactly.
Well, it's hard for him to say no to me in my hometown.
Right?
I usually get my way when we're in Chicago.
You get your way pretty much.
Yeah. But
there's no getting way.
Especially in Chicago.
It's a complete partnership where 90% of the time she gets her way.
That's how it is, and I'm fine with it.
That's what you should be.
I'm thrilled.
Oh.
Yeah, by the way, Kel, I didn't realize this. Kelly and I have a bond that I was not aware of. We're both members of the clergy.
Yes. I got my stickers in the mail to prove it.
The Universal Life Church, which means we can do weddings on any planet in the galaxy.
Exactly. It is universal.
And you're going to do your first one.
Yes, my best friend Tiffany is getting married this weekend.
What I have for Tiffany?
Everyone's here.
Do we like the partner?
Yes, he's wonderful. They're both absolutely wonderful. It's in Wisconsin, so we're heading up there tomorrow, and I'm officiating. I wrote out my whole little, I don't know if you can call it a sermon, like whatever you call it.
Sure.
The
ceremony. How long is it? Have you timed it?
It's like just under 10 minutes.
Perfect.
They really wanted it to be under 10
minutes. No, that's the perfect length.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the perfect length. And then it's on to the party.
Quick and easy and right
in Wisconsin, it's cheese curds galore. Can you imagine?
I'm hoping for cheese
curds
on the menu.
They're actually throwing cheese instead of rice.
Just whipping them.
Yeah.
Just pelting people with cheese balls. Well, congratulations to Tiffany. And what's Mr. Wonderful's name?
Luke.
Tiffany and Luke.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this. You and G are old friends.
Yes. We've known each other for such a long time. I'm so happy to actually be in the studio with her. This is amazing.
I was just telling her during the commercial break that I just remember when she launched her website and her show, and she's gone so far.
That was 5 years ago.
I love following you, watching
here.
Your travels. It's incredible. And you've always got deals galore.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about some of those. Now, Bob,
exactly.
To your left, John DeCosta.
I do know him very well. I was going to go, you don't have to talk to me.
Back.
Kelly's got
we
deals.
We go way back. Well, no, but I'm making this one big incestuous circle here because you and John were on the road together.
Actually, no, but that was close. We worked at Zany's. You're staring at me. That's okay.
Years
ago. But I worked, this is what I was just telling Dave, I worked with Dave Coulier at the Row. Last week, would you have performed there with Mike Toomey?
I love it there.
So it's a great theater. So
the circle complete. I'm Stamos' stunt guy.
Yes.
So
even for the sex scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
You're lucky
especially
man.
The sex scenes.
Yeah, they call me in for all of it. And So it's a one big family here. So Kelly, deals. You got a bunch of travel deals.
Yeah. So I've been doing this really cool series with Hotwire, and they're one of the online travel booking sites.
Yep.
And they have these hot rate deals that I've been going around the country and traveling. I'm going to New Orleans next week. I was obviously just in L.A. and went to Palm Springs.
Well, no wonder you guys are so happily married. You never see each other.
Well, they travel together.
I was swagged onto a trip of hers, which was really
good.
Yeah,
I took him to Switzerland with me. Yeah,
whoa,
he was my he was my plus one.
No one's ever done that for me.
No.
It's really exciting.
Yeah. But what's cool is with these Hotwire deals, their hot rate deals, you can get a 4- and 5-star hotel for like 60%+ off. They're crazy.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. $100, $150 for like a 4- or 5-star hotel. So I've been using those to travel around the country and create these really awesome videos where I'm, showing the different like tips and tricks that, locals use, or, how to do a luxury trip on a budget. I just posted that video on my Instagram. And so it's really fun.
So these travel guides are up, and the Hotwire stuff, you can link it all through your your sites?
And my travel guides are really helpful. I've been getting a lot of great feedback on them all across the country, and several other international cities are up on the highlights on my Instagram. So if you go to eTravel Rock on Instagram, like, all the travel guides are just right there. Like, they're quick at a glance. You can download them, screenshot them, send them away.
The great thing is that they're not like, you can just, it's just a one-sheeter.
Yeah.
So that's what's perfect about it. So you don't have to overthink it. You can just look at it.
You
it's
just
done.
Keep them in,
there's no big words,
right?
I don't like big words.
No, it's very, it's written at like a second grade level, like how I like to
write. Well, that's perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
She got me a beautiful suite for $10. It was unbelievable.
$10?
Yeah, in bitcoins.
Is there a reason you had to have your own suite?
It's 1 foot by 1 foot. It's beautiful.
Well, listen.
It's a closet.
$10 in bitcoins, why not?
But I'm excited about Hotwire. I use them to resuscitate my heart.
Oh, well, that's good.
Is that the Statue of Liberty out the window?
You know, it's just right of that.
Right.
Close,
honey.
Hunger Action Month. What are you doing with that?
So September is Hunger Action Month, so we're almost there. And for the last 2 years now, I've partnered up with ConAgra Brands, and they do so much incredible charitable work with so many organizations.
Dude, you're a mogul.
Well, yeah, I try. It's hard work, you know. But
everything now is partnerships, and you are all over it.
Well, you know, you live here long enough, you meet some people.
Well, I'm impressed.
But what's cool is they are helping this incredible program called After School Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, they've helped over like 300,000 kids over the last almost 30 years all over the city.
Sure.
And so I just shot a video with them that I just posted this morning on my Instagram, where I'm working with these teens, and they are doing this culinary buffet in this teen cuisine event, where they're actually working with some of the top chefs in the city. So the chef from Beatnik came in, worked with these teens, and they helped them put on this incredible culinary buffet in this event for the public. And so they sell tickets, and they're actually learning the culinary arts and agriculture, and it's incredible.
I was thinking about you the other day, because I'm thinking, do you ever just like hang out with Bob at the house and have macaroni and cheese? Do you ever just have like a normal like American meal?
All the time.
Yeah, a lot, actually.
But he doesn't like me to cook pasta too often, and that's my sweet spot.
No, I mean like Kraft right out of the box. Just pour it in the box.
Before Kelly came into my life, I would take chicken sausage, leave them in the freezer, because I was a bachelor and didn't know nothing,
right.
And defrost it in the microwave. This gets worse. And then I would take a can of Heinz or Bush's baked beans, and then I would microwave that, and then I would cut up the chicken sausage and put it. That would be, I could live on that in a space.
Chef Saget.
That sounds good to me.
That's
saying.
Space shuttle food.
He still does
it. Like, if I'm not around, I'm like, oh, honey, did you have dinner tonight? He's like, oh, I had my baked beans and chicken sausage. I'm like,
don't know why I'm so gassy.
I was going to say, do you have a doctor standing by?
He's under the bed.
Right?
He's under the bed with never mind.
Yeah.
With tools.
With a hot wire.
Yeah, exactly, to solder it, you know, to cauterize it.
But the thing is, because you've been all over the country and because you guys are known, you can go to any restaurant you want. So what do you do when you just hang out at the house? I just want a picture of the two of you.
She makes me a salad, and, you know, I try to eat healthy. And healthier as I ate a lot of junk over the years, which is still fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she'll make a great salad, just put some grilled shrimp on it and make some dressing. I'm like, how'd you do this? I can make chicken sausage and baked
beans.
He'll look at me in like wonder and amazement. You know, make like the most
the
simple
miracle
salad.
Of
like,
salad.
How did you? But you made the dressing. I'm like, yes, it's really easy to whip together.
Which you share a lot on your Instagram stories.
That's true.
Yeah, this event that you're doing that you were talking about with all these kids, I didn't know about it until this morning. So like a lot goes on, and she does so many things, and then I by the way, I liked it and I commented.
I know he's very supportive.
Well, I was gonna ask you about this. How's his social media chops? Is he pretty good?
He is really, really good. And every once in a while there's like a tip or trick that I learn, because obviously part of this is my business, and he doesn't like focus on the business aspect of it. So I'll be like, oh, you know, if you do this, it helps with engagement or this. And he's like, what? I'm just posting what I want to post, you know. But he really knows his way around a social media platform.
Until we're in bed at 3 a.m. and she says, you know, this is not the best time to post.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
If you're in Australia or England, you're fine. But.
Well, you have probably more international. You know,
but see, here's the thing, and I think, John, you'd agree with this as well, because I know on Twitter, I can't speak for Bob or John, but guys my age, you know, at 58, I post things when I think of funny things. And I go, here's a good idea. Yeah. Here's some funny things. Bah, 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 bah. Yeah, you know, and I go, well, how come nobody found that nearly as funny as I found it? Because there's a point to when you post, how you engage. There's a science to it, right?
Right. And it's still very cyclical because sometimes, you know, you think you have it all down.
And the algorithm changes.
And then the algorithm comes back to bite you. And you're like, wait, I thought I was doing great. And I mean, lately, if you ask any, and once again, I'm using air quotes here, influencer, you know, 10 of my friends I've talked to this week, and they're like, Instagram sucks this week. Like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Because they want to monetize everything. They want you to pay for it. But the great thing about Kelly is she's self-made. She started this. It's pretty incredible. She's got a huge following. And her message is always very positive.
Right.
And she's...
Thank you.
Putting things out there that help people.
But Cal, generationally, what we used to do is we would take a scroll and unroll it, and then a feathered pen, and we'd write it out.
Papyrus.
And then I would take a horse to another village, and I would have them read my instant message. It's a little
slow. In the public square.
In the public square.
Right by the stockade.
With a trumpeter right next to
it. Well, if you had a horse, a lot of people use like donkeys and mules.
I knew people. Okay. Yeah, I knew people. More of these guys in a second. First,
this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There's a couple minutes left with Kelly Rizzo and Bob Saget. If you see them around town, they all like to, you know, it's, they're not, you know, they like to stop and say hi, meet people that know them.
That's what we came here for.
Right. That's
we
my
do
point.
Meet and greets.
Yeah. And we'll give you the full schedule on another show.
We'll give you our route.
All right, so give them the follows. Where do people follow your stuff all the time?
At Eat Travel Rock or travelrock.com. Yeah.
All right, what's the story with Fuller House? Done?
Fuller House is, we're still shooting. I've got two more to do. There's 18 episodes that come out in two different segments, some near the end of the year, and I'm not supposed to tell you, but then in the new year. And then, but I told you.
Can't well, you got a special coming up, too, don't you?
Well, I'm working on it, and I'm touring. So I'm getting the new special assembled, which I've got about half of it is new stuff. And so I've got
it's a big deal putting it together.
Yeah. It really is a lot of work. And if you throw it out there and you're just self-indulgent, and you got to be very careful because I don't want to offend anybody, which is impossible with what I do. So
right.
It's like, here's my new special. I don't want to offend anyone. It's 40 seconds long. So. And I'm working on a show called Videos After Dark, which will come out. Now I've been told by ABC they want it to be in the best sweeps period. For those of you that don't know what sweeps is, it means if it doesn't work, I'm a janitor.
Right.
But,
right.
But it will be either in the winter or the spring. And I kept going, when is spring?
Right.
I always forget. When I know fall is when you go back to school. So
right.
That's
right, 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 right.
But spring is what? That's
well, I think in TV world, it's May. In video world, it's May.
So we would be in the sweeps areas.
Well, you're busy. You're plenty busy.
Yeah, I'm busy. And I got a bunch of dates coming up. I'll be
Are you playing Chicago?
I'm going
to. No, he doesn't mean dates.
Oh,
no,
okay,
it's not dates.
Okay.
No,
dates
honey, I want to bring like about 5-6 people into the bedroom.
Okay. But only to redecorate.
Okay. I want to play Mousetrap.
But you mean literally the game.
No, I just want to release a mouse in the room and then
like things can happen. Are you playing Chicago?
I'm going to. I don't have it on the... It's not going to be... It'll be the beginning of next year.
All right, cool.
I love it here more than... I've always
this is a good
here.
Town for you.
I came here since I was 23 years old.
Yeah, we always sell a ton of tickets here, too.
I love it here.
It's great to see both of you.
You too.
Great to see you.
So nice. I know everybody in the room.
Yeah. Well,
do I know you?
Bob, Bill, we know each other. How are you?
I'm nice good. How are you?
Fine.
Bill's on the air next.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to see you.
It was good to catch up.
Yeah, we'll do this again sometime.
Good long talk. What are you doing today?
We're going to have the debate on when spring is. A lot of your big TV stars have no idea when spring starts, so we'll get
to
the
bottom
of that.
It's a really weird thing that happens when you go to L.A. You forget the seasons.
That's where politics and entertainment merge.
That's right.
Lack of knowledge.
That's it. And no Wendy today.
Wendy is off today.
And who's your sidekick today?
Dane Neal will be filling in.
Oh, I love Dane's work.
Are you a fan of Dane's, Bob?
You never miss Dane.
It's funny because I've never liked him.
Really?
I never liked him.
Well, maybe you saw a different one than I did.
Yeah, I probably saw the bad side.
This isn't the original Dane Neal. This is a new Dane Neal.
So. Oh, it's the new one.
Yeah, we got a new one.
It's the same name, different person.
Right. Oh. That's the confusion.
Yes.
And then, John, you and I are doing stand-up next Saturday night.
We're doing stand-up at the Metropolis Theater in downtown Arlington Heights.
Is that true?
That is true, yes.
I want to see that.
Well, we'll send you a video.
Okay.
Yeah, that way you don't have to be in town.
Can you? Do you
know how cool that would be, though, if we go, hey, Killer Ism and Bob Saget are here. Come on out, kids.
I know.
Right?
Can you get me a VHS?
Yes, absolutely.
I got it caught in the 80s.
Yeah, or Betamax, whatever you need.
I'd love a Beta.
Yeah, whatever you need.
8mm.
Whatever you need, man. And how do I get tickets for that show, Jeff?
You go to metropolisarts.com.
Assuming there's any left.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Or just call the box office at 847-577-2121.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you, Kel.
Thank you.
Great to see you. Thank you, Bob.
Kelly Rizzo, Eat, Travel, Rock, my wife.
Honestly done.
Good.
Good plug.
That was good.